Benjamins, baby.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Barry, Nick, and Joel, till 4, Usual Suspects. We're talking a lot of hoops, talking about some other things. Barry's in San Antonio. We're here in Houston. We mentioned yesterday LeVar Ball coming out with the first Lonzo Ball shoe. He won't say who's making it, just that he's charging $495 a pair. And, oh, by the way, if you just want the sliders or shower shoes, as they're called, those are $220. Chuck has called in because he has a take on this entire situation. Chuck, what's up?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
Hey, man, at the beginning, the LeVar Ball stuff was pretty cool. He seemed like a fun-loving dad and all that. But I think right now we're all giving him a pass because he's starting to cost his son money. If his son would have signed with Nike or something and made a couple million for his first shoe deal, that check's going to Lonzo Ball. I mean, we don't know if Lonzo's getting any money off of the big baller brand. And I got a hot take that in about 4 or 5 years, we might see a lawsuit by Lonzo Ball because his dad stole all his money. I mean, I don't know about y'all. I just want to know because it seems to me it's getting to be all about LeVar Ball now. And I just want to know what y'all think about that.
Yeah, Chuck, my thought yesterday was this kid's going to get his ass kicked in the NBA because of his dad. He might be a really good dude. He might be a really good kid. But these antics that his dad has started and keeps doing, there's going to be a couple salty veterans, maybe even on his own team, that are going to try and send a message. I think that's going to happen for sure. And I think that I'm kind of like you. Early on, it was, you know, a guy with his 15 minutes of fame and you know, trying to really capitalize on the fact that his kid was in the limelight. But it's just gotten way out of hand. Barry, I know you got a take.
Yeah, you know, I like the idea of, I mean, not like the idea, but I mean, Chuck might be onto something about this, you know, long term there being a lawsuit. I could definitely see that. Who would have thought that Beyonce would have sued her dad? You know what I mean? Like, That was so tight. It's literally looking like the same thing, just on a hyper annoying level. So that would make sense if that happened. But as far as costing any money, I don't know how much he would have got from Nike or Under Armour to begin with. He's not that big of a star. Would he have gotten more money than he's probably going to make off of the big baller brand being solo and independent? Oh, yeah, I'm sure he would have. But you know, Joel, you've talked about this in the past. Some of those shoe deals aren't as lucrative as people think, are they?
No, not at all. I mean, unless you're, you know, a top-tier guy that's proven himself, you're basically, for I would say 75% of the NBA, it's a straight trade deal. Like, the deal is worth maybe $5,000 to $10,000, but it's all in merch. It's in shoes, unlimited shoes for, you know, your game. They cover your game shoes, and then you get like $5,000 to $10,000 in merchandise off of a special website for Nike or Adidas or Under Armour. And then the other 25% or less of the league are able to, because of their success and because of their reputation and because of their popularity, can make a deal that can get you six figures or more and big deals and signature shoes like Kobe, like Carmelo, like LeBron, and like MJ when he played. And the thing that kills me is the fact that, as I said yesterday, this is no one knows who's making these shoes, so we don't even know how the level of quality. We know the kid's not established as a player. We know the company's not established as even a reliable shoe, and yet you're going to charge the highest price ever, I would dare guess, for a basketball shoe. And when you started negotiating a week ago with Under Armour, Adidas, and Nike, you said, my kid's got to have a signature shoe, and we'll charge about $200, and all of a sudden we got to $500, and the shower shoes are $220. I mean,
yeah, it's wow. That's so silly. And you know what? Here's the other thing. When you look at guys like Anthony Davis, like, have you seen his shoe, by the way, Joel? Nick, have you guys seen his shoe?
I've seen it. Yep.
It's not a It's not a bad looking sheet. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the Griffies. It kind of has that look and feel to it. But like I was at when I was at the, looking around yesterday, I went into a Foot Locker, the hoop section, and they had those shoes. And it's you're not making a killing. You've got to be James Harden. You've got to be even Kevin Steph, Durant. I guess, with Under Armour. Yeah, I mean, you're not. Other than that, you're not making a killing. And the scary thing is that if a couple of rappers, you know, get behind, or a couple of celebrities get behind this shoe, then it's going to take off. And it would be the worst thing in the world, in my opinion, is if a rapper that everyone, you know, loves decides that wearing these $500 tennis shoes and Big Baller Brand is what they want to do, then they're going to take off, and then I'm going to want to hang myself.
Well, you're going to want to if the conspiracy theorists are correct, because the conspiracy theorists are saying that none other than Kanye is behind this entire venture. And if he is, you have just painted the scenario that could very well play out.
Yeah, oh, God. Please, no.
It's possible, Barry. It really is possible. All right, because we don't want to approach that any further, Travis is on hold. Travis wants to talk about what we talked about last segment. He wants to talk about best Rockets fighters. Travis, what's up?
Okay.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, man. What's up?
What's up? So I was basically I was talking about this with a friend last week, actually. We were talking about a guy who could just kind of go out there and get, you know, maybe suspended or not suspended, but just kind of get ejected, but still kind of get the juices going for the team. And honestly, I think the best fighter on the Rockets would have to be Montrezl Harrell. Like, not to say it's the obvious pick, but, I mean, that guy looks like somebody who could just, like, take you on and kind of get going. And another guy we thought about was Sam Dekker, just because Sam Dekker kind of looks like one of those guys who were bullied in high school or whatnot or early on and just finally got tired of it and just started kicking butt. And I just feel like a guy like Sam Dekker is a guy who's got, because, I mean, in college, like in sophomore year, Sam Dekker actually had his tooth knocked out. And, like, all the rest of these athletes are getting the tooth knocked out and kind of crying about or handing it to a medical staff. Sam Dekker grabbed his tooth and put it back in his mouth and then got it fixed the next day. So he's a really tough guy. I mean, honestly, we can kind of put, I'm thinking out loud here, but we could actually kind of put like Montrezl Harrell and Sam Dekker as like a tag team and just call them like Black and Dekker or something like that. So anytime we just had to have a deal going on or we needed like someone to be the enforcers, we got a little tag team going on the bench. You don't even know about them.
Travis has turned this into a wrestling thing now. We've got a tag team match between, I don't know, who would Kawhi and Aldridge be? Or actually, who would the Spurs send out there if there was going to be like a two-on-two fight? I don't know.
Well, before we get to that, let's state the obvious. The first one to throw a haymaker, it would be thrown from Beaumont.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, that would definitely be the call, right?
Yeah, and then you'd have a Springer dinger. I don't know that you need
those guys to...
Is Deadman in there? I don't know. Spurs don't have any kind of... They don't have any, like, enforcers or... I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm looking at their... Even with their roster, I'm like... Nobody scares me that much.
Yeah, I don't think so either. And I don't think that you need the guys to go out and fight to pump up the team. I don't think that's the thing. I don't want to see the fights because I think the Rockets need motivation. I don't think that they need... I just want to see the fights because I like some fighting with my sports. That's just entertaining to me.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. So, in terms of... I think the he'd been saving that one up all week So,
somebody wanted to know, does Barry get 40% off his green fees if he signs up for a course credit card? Yeah, that would, gosh.
Well, let's wrap this up. We got one more call, by the way, Barry. Brian wants to talk about best Rockets fighters, so let's put a bow on it. Brian, what's up?
Okay.
Hey, best Rockets players, man, fighters, man, from the past has to be Olajuwon when he beat up Michael Cage. And present-day Trevor Ariza, man, when he was in Washington, he kind of had a couple of little scrapes with different players around the league.
All right, Brian, we appreciate it, man.
Appreciate
I don't
it.
Know if I'm going to make Olajuwon the best fighter ever on the Rockets. If you're going into the past, you got Maxwell, you got Murph, you got there's tons of guys that you could pick besides Olajuwon.
Boy, there's another one you just hit on that people don't think about for that, but they otherwise would know he was such a bad boy. Vernon? Yeah. I mean, Murph and Vernon, pound for pound, that's hard to beat. That's a featherweight. That's a featherweight tandem that could take out most heavyweights.
Right. Pound for pound, those are the tough guys.
I agree with you. There you have it.
Somebody texted at Barry, I work at Banana Public, and they force us to ask every customer about the card. Sorry, we've got to do it. Well, yeah, on a $10 shirt, though? Like, I just ask me about the card. You don't need to tell me that I'm going to get a 40% discount.
Right?
Just ask me about the card.
I'm with you.
I know we got to go to break, but I'll save this. But there's somebody has a question for you and I, Joel, about etiquette when a dog poops in your yard.
Oh, I'm all over that. Yeah, I got to deal with it daily. And I just looked at the Spurs roster again. There's no one in the world that I would put up and put money on in a fight. Kawhi Leonard might be the toughest guy they got.
Yeah, he might be.
And you definitely don't want him fighting. All right, your best friend JJ is on hold. So we've got that going for us, which is nice. And we've got plenty more to get to. You've got a topic, an interesting topic we want to get into as well, with some partying that's been happening at a university that probably should stay as far away from the public eye as possible. But we've got plenty more to get to. Nick is diligently working on something. I have no idea what, but we are all here working for you because we're the usual suspects. And this is ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I can honestly say I'll be glad when Barry's back in the studio on Monday.
I don't believe it.
Look, Barry, I'm a professional. As you always say, I'm a professional, so I can front with the best of them. I do also give Nick extra credit, as well as everybody behind the scenes, to make this possible so that Barry can join us from San Antonio and we can continue with this award-winning show. Rockets and Spurs tonight, just to kind of reset for you. We know that. 8:30 start. Stroh's on the road against the Angels. After losing their first game of the year to the Rangers, and even had chances at that to try and come back last night. But yesterday, Barry, I don't know if what you saw the box score or otherwise, but it was like an ungodly amount of runners left on base. And that was before we tried to get out of here and they left the bases loaded in like the seventh. But your boy Luke Gregerson didn't look very sharp in the eighth. But other than that,
not my boy, that's your boy.
Nope. I've liked him in the past, though, but I'm starting to get a little worried about him, too. But overall, I'll take the homestand, and I'll take the best record in the American League.
Well, here's the deal, though, about men left on base, and I think that might be a theme when this team struggles, because this team is going to struggle offensively. It's just it's a part of baseball. This team is going to slump a little bit. And one of the things that you'll see is because they're good offensively and because these guys can hit, you're going to see a lot of men left on base because they can put men on base. They just may have they may go through a slump where they're not driving them all in. So not a big deal for me. Last year's team, it was difficult because it was because of strikeouts. And that was a big reason. You'd see a two-out rally where they'd have runners on second and third and one out. And then they would strike out twice in a row, and that's the end of the inning. So that, as opposed to just a slump or a bad game, doesn't worry me as much.
Okay, there you have it. I mean, look, I'll take 3 out of 4 against the Rangers. There were people with their daubers down yesterday because they lost. It was like, you just took 3 of 4 from them. I mean, it's the next best thing to stomping the life out of them and just completely, demoralizing them. So I'll take it. I don't have a problem with it at all. And if you go back and watch, even with the bases loaded and leaving some of the runners they did on base, I mean, Gomez had to make one hell of a catch in center field. Otherwise, Marwin was striping the ball, and that ball, if it gets down, was a difference maker. Correa with the four-hit game the night before. I mean, everyone in the lineup seems to be right on it and dialed in, and that's all you can ask for because another divisional series awaits, and if you continue dominating the Angels like you have in the past, for the most part, you set yourself up to really continue on the road in May that you set it for yourself in April. So I love the way they're playing, so I'm not going to complain a whole lot. I just, the bullpen, you know, Giles scares me. Now Gregerson's worrying me. I'm not a Tony Sipp fan. Okay. It's early.
Yeah, definitely not a Sipp fan. But I tell you what, this is it's early, and there's such a long way to go. But playing the Angels, they're already, the Astros already have a 4.5 game lead on them. You go out and you win this series, you win the next 2 out of 3, you can open that gap up a little bit, just like you did against the Rangers. You can start to get some separation, because right now, that's the Mariners, the Athletics are 6, 6.5. Rangers now are 7 back after the win last night. But if you can get, you know, if you could push that to 5, 6 games against the Angels, you could really start to separate yourself a little bit from the rest of this division. And other than what the Nationals are doing in the East over in the National League, there's no other team that's leading a division that's getting that kind of separation from the rest of the division. Maybe the last team, but, you know, I mean, the Orioles are only half game back of the Yankees. Indians are tied with the White Sox. So you can really do some, you know, early season damage if you can go out and play well this series.
Totally agree.
Hey, I got a couple texts real quick. Somebody said, Barry has a problem with guys wearing jerseys, but he's wearing American Eagle jeans. Yeah, they have a men's section. I don't know if you know this, but they have a men's section there, and they sell man's jeans. Like, I feel like people that say that probably get their jeans at, like, Bucky's. Like, hey, do you see these sweet-ass tough skins I got? Like, Dr. Dre on 290 was like, not man stuff is dudes that shop at Banana Republic. Again, they have a man section, Dr. Dre. Just because I don't get my jeans at Fiesta like you do doesn't mean that I can't be, you know, fashionable and still keep my man card, bro.
Wait. Pew, pew, pew. Shots fired. Barry, pew, pew. There we go. Thank you, Nick.
There it is. I like it.
Anything else worth a you know what on text?
Well, there's the etiquette question, which we'll get to, and then Jesse from Spring brought up something. I know we got a call, but Jesse from Spring said, "What are y'all's thoughts on Chad Johnson and Arian Foster buying the BBB shoes?
They can afford it, so let them do what they want to do."
Well, and I had to confirm that because I was like, what? Surely they're not that dumb. I guess a fool and his money is soon parted. But yeah, Chad Johnson spent the $500. And then Arian Foster, he said, I support the ambition and the road less traveled. Much love to the Ball family. And did you guys see the video that they released when they dropped the shoe?
I did not see the video.
Yeah, so they have this video. We need to find it at the break and play a few clips from it, like audio clips. But they released this video, and it's basically the kids talking about why they created this. And he's like, we want to do something that gives back to, you know, the people that are closest to us that supported us. And, you know, we're blazing a trail. And it's like, no, you're not. You tried to go get signed with Nike. You're just doing it because no one else would sign you.
Well, and time out. If you're trying to give back, how do you give back to a community, especially if it's an inner city community, that can't sniff 500 bones for a pair of kicks? This is why, you know, so many companies have gone to a cheaper price shoe so that kids in inner cities that look up to these type players can still afford the shoe. There's a reason why Stephon Marbury shoe, the Starberry, which I'm not saying was a high quality shoe, but it was $15. You know, there's a reason why the Olajuwon Spaldings were like $34.95 or whatever it was to match his number, but also to give kids a chance that want to wear the shoe to not have to mortgage the farm literally to try and pay for them. 500 That's bones for a kid to come on, man.
Stupid.
Best thing I ever saw was someone tweeted today to us that said, "Here, use it as a bargaining chip. Go to your parents and say you want the Lonzo Ball shoe for $500, and then when they balk at it, say, I'll settle for the LeBron shoe at $175. And at the end of the day, you get the shoe you want at a price that your parents wouldn't have paid before, but because the ball shoe so overpriced, you get the shoe you wanted overall from the first place."
Who was it that tweeted that? Because that was hilarious.
I think El Jefe found it, but I'll find it because I retweeted it.
Yeah, that was so funny. Yeah.
Here's what LeVar Ball had to say. He was justifying his price point on ESPN Radio.
Making the sneakers.
We're making the sneakers ourselves.
No, but LeVar, you're not in the garage making sneakers. Who's helping?
No, you can't be in the garage making sneakers. I'm making my sneakers the same way Michael Jordan and Nike making their sneakers.
How much do they cost to make?
How much do they cost to make?
Yeah.
That's a business thing.
That's a good question. I don't blame you. You're right. That's smart. He is smart to do that. Now, the price point. How did you decide on $495?
I figure that's what the shoe is worth. I like the way it's styled. And see, when you're your own owner, you can come with any price you want, how you feel it is. Now, see, with Nike and Under Armour, whatever price, I bet you LeBron, Kobe, none of them sat in on the price point. Because they're going to sell it for what they want to sell it for.
Right. Okay. So what suggestions did you get before you decided on $495?
I didn't get no suggestions.
All right.
I just come up with it because it's mine.
Okay.
Like I said, let Nike and Adidas and Under Armour, they battling below me.
Okay.
Let them go ahead and battle their stuff in Foot Locker.
Okay.
I'm better than them. Okay. So I'm a step above.
All right. So why
didn't... We are a premium shoe.
Okay. So why didn't you make it $500, though?
$500?
That's
$495 sounds better.
Okay.
I like three different digits.
He likes three different digits.
Go away. God.
And then that was Dan Le Batard, by the way. And then Le Batard said, so I caught you in your own mess because the slides, the shower shoes, are 220, and that's only two different digits. And he said, oh, I was only talking about the shoes. I wasn't talking about that theory for the slides. So it all makes more and more sense with every time we hear from him. Whee! All right. On that note, boy, JJ's on hold. We'll get to him. Barry's got a story that we want to get to and a text that we want to get to. So we're going to continue to roll on. If you want to join the show, 713-780-ESPN on the HRNP listener line or hit us up on Twitter. Right now, I want to tell you guys about Sherry's Berries. Mother's Day is right around the corner. It is the perfect time for you to find the perfect gift. You guys are all busy, got a lot to do. Save some time and some money and get a gift that she will enjoy over and over again. It's Sherry's Berries. All you do is go to berries.com and check out all the things that they offer. And you go up in the right-hand corner, you click on the microphone, you type in Jay Blank, and guess what? You get a great deal. A great deal, you say? What does that mean? Well, I'll tell you. It's huge, freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 plus shipping. Now I have the exclusive offer for you. You double the berries for just $10 more, and you get free cake truffles, too. It's the gift that keeps on giving. It's like a whole extra gift and a half for free. You pick the delivery date. You tell Sherry's Berries where you want them delivered. They will arrive fresh and delicious or your money back. You've seen these gourmet dipped strawberries before, but you've never seen anything like this. Huge, sweet, juicy, covered in decadent toppings. Chocolate chips, chopped nuts, white milk and dark chocolate, chewy goodness. They are fantastic. It's the unexpected gift she wasn't expecting, but she'll keep on smiling every time she bites into another berry. You can surprise the mom in your life with Sherry's Berries, and you can send them to her office, the house, and or where she works. It doesn't matter. BERRIES.com, code Joel J Blank, and you get the deal. Sherry's Berries.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, you know what it is.
Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow.
Yeah, you know what it is.
Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow.
Yeah, you know what it is. Everything I do it big. Yeah.
Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to the show. It's the Usual Suspects, Barry in San Antonio. Joel and Nick, we're with you until 4. Thank you for playing Black and Yellow there, Nick. That's pretty sweet of you with this outfit. Yeah, appropriate for my outfit today. Hey, let's give something away. Canelo versus Chavez duffel bag. Let's do that. We're celebrating Cinco de Mayo with boxing's biggest stars. Win a commemorative Canelo versus Chavez duffel bag. The fight's this Saturday, May 6th. Canelo Alvarez takes on the son of the legend, Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. Two of the biggest names in Mexican boxing collide in a sensational slugfest. Don't miss Canelo versus Chavez Jr. on Saturday, 8 p.m. Central, live only on pay-per-view. And you can win this duffel bag right now. Be caller number 10, 713-780-3776. That's 713-780-3776. That's it.
Oh, you're still there? It sounded like you dropped.
Yeah.
All right.
No.
Now remember,
I gave the number out.
Remember, you only get the duffel bag and not the Mantache case.
That's right. You don't get those.
No.
Those
Barry Warner has already confiscated all the Mantache cases. By the way, Nick, was your boy back in studio today?
Is who back in studio?
Was your boy back in studio this morning?
He was. He wasn't himself. He wasn't as pumped as he usually is. But I'm happy to see that he's up and around and hopefully gets better.
Yeah, in case you missed it, Barry, your Jewish father was in the hospital for a procedure, and it took a little longer than expected, but he was back on the air today.
Oh, damn. Is he he's good? He's all right?
Yeah, he's recouping at home, and he said he definitely wasn't going to miss this morning's show, and he lived up to that. But hopefully the weekend he can get some R&R at home and be back to 100% on Monday.
Was he getting a personality transplant? What procedure was he having done?
Not touching that one. I will say the ball's in your court. Carry us whichever way you may.
Hey, Joshua Salapak on Twitter asked me a question, and I didn't realize this, and I wanted to get you guys' take, see if you guys do this. But he's like, wait a minute, bro, you wore a t-shirt from the store without washing it first? I was like, yeah, why would I wash? Like, I do it all the time. I buy a t-shirt, put it on, wear it. Why would I do that? He's like, you tried the shirt on first, right? Who knows if Billy the Wrestler with a huge ringworm on his back tried it on before you?
Oh,
now I'm freaked out.
Oh, man.
Now I'm just washing the shirts now. Now I'm just completely weirded out by this, Joshua. Thank you so much for just, oh, God, I'm literally about to take my shirt off right now.
And by the way, let the record show, Nick is now going to wash his t-shirts, but he still isn't going to iron out the wrinkle marks
on the dress
shirts.
That's going to remain the same, for sure.
Yes, let's make sure that the record is clear.
Nick, you're just, I'll throw it in the dryer to iron it guy, aren't you?
Yeah, because if you pull it out the dryer right when it's done and you hang it, no wrinkles. You've seen
that's not ironing.
You've seen my shirts.
I know. That's why
he's sporting
that's
a crispy
why I
one
suspected.
Today. He's got a crispy one today because the Rockets are on. Well, it's he was doing like the belly rub thing, and it's kind of the t-shirt. I can't figure out if it's the t-shirt underneath that's wrinkling through, but the front of it. You know, he might have to go to the bathroom and turn. Like if he was in a great hotel secret, just turn the shower on high because you don't pay the water bill. Just turn the shower on as hot as it'll go and just get one of the hangers in the closet and hang your dress shirts up that way and they'll get all the wrinkles
totally
out.
Totally do that, by
fantastic.
The way. Totally do that.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Super smart. No, you don't do that, Nick. You do that at home, too.
No, I do. I've done it on the road.
Too lazy.
Also, when you travel, you never put, like if you're staying in a hotel room, you never put your, I learned this from Sean Salisbury, you never put your luggage on the bed. Like you put it in the bathtub first just in case there's like bugs. You know what I mean? Like, so it doesn't get like no bed bugs or anything like that.
Uh huh.
You know what I'm talking about?
I use the stand that they provide you. They provide you with a stand to put your luggage on. So use that. And then here's two more pro tips for you. They always have a hanger that has the little clips on it.
Yep.
If you're like me, and any light in the morning is going to bother you, you can clip your curtains closed in the middle. You get rid of that crack by using those hangers. And then if you're a germaphobe weirdo like I am, I will always take the ice bucket plastic bag that they give you to put your ice in, wrap your remote in it, and then you don't have to touch those nasty ass remotes after people spend all night masturbating and watching TV.
I was wondering where he was going with this.
How do you even know what buttons to push?
It's clear, Joel. You can see right through it.
I see what
not all of them. It depends on the hotels you stay in, Barry. The ones that I used to stay in, it wasn't clear. It was white and it had the logo of the hotel on it.
Well, I'm sorry, Joel. I'm not fancy. I'm a broke-ass comic and radio guy.
Wait. You're wearing V-neck, brightly colored t-shirts, Banana Republic jeans, and what was it, American Eagle?
This isn't bright. Yeah. American Eagle,
you're
Banana
fancy.
Republican Gap.
You are more fancy than you would like to lead on, mister.
Well, maybe when it comes to my clothes, but bear in mind, I opened this whole thing by saying I got a shirt on sale for $8. So I might be, I might shop at the fancy stores, but I don't spend the fancy money. But I'm telling you, dude, people sit there and masturbate all night and then watch TV. And now you're over there the next day after they check out, all handing up on the remote and then eating snacks and chips with those hands. Ugh, no thanks. Take that pro tip
one,
and keep your hands clean.
At least
clean.
They leave the light on for you there. And two, somewhere Barry Warner is screaming at his radio telling you, Barry, you still take the 40% off on the T-shirt.
Well,
it's cheaper.
You know why
way.
He's saying that. You know why he's
I'm
saying that.
I'm not going
that.
To that level. I'm just telling you what he's telling you to do. All right,
I love how he got offended that the guy, you can get 40% more on the $8. What would I look like to you, broke?
That's what, yeah. basically what he was saying.
Yeah, but what do you mean?
That's what I'm saying.
What do you mean you were broke?
Barry,
I mean, it's
Nick
$8.
Doesn't listen
eight
to you.
To $6 is not that. Why don't you take the discount is what I'm saying.
Who needs 40% off of $8 for a shirt?
Actually, it would probably go down to like $5.25. That's massive savings.
It's $3.20, Nick. Let me do the math for you real fast. It's you take the $8, 10% of that is 80 cents, and you multiply it by 4. That's your 40%.
Oh, now you're acting now you're acting like you're good at math.
Well, I am good at math.
Meantime, he had the junk drawer in the production studio open, throwing out scissors and staplers, trying to find a calculator while you rattled that off for him.
It's really not that hard, guys. I mean, if you give whole numbers like that, it's super easy.
I just think it's funny that he
guys,
got offended by
I knew how much. What are you coming at me with that for?
Because you were saying I was looking for a calculator.
No,
I'm
I
saying
said
it's
Nick
not
was.
That hard to
I
figure
said
out
Nick
40%.
Nick was in the production studio looking for a calculator.
I got you. Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me. Nick was taking off his shoes so he could do the addition and subtraction.
And then he burnt himself on an iron. All right, before we get anything else, Barry, our man's been waiting for a while. He's been on hold for almost a half hour. Let's get JJ in here. JJ, what's up, man?
Well, first of all, I had so many things that I could have talked about, and you guys always do this to me. And by the time you get on here, you guys have so many other things to talk about. But I'm just going to go here first. Because I did have a really serious Rockets question, but I joked around the other day and said if I wanted to get any sports, I'd listen to all of you. But if it was Rockets, Nick, and you, and if it was Barry, I wanted comedy and porn. And I think Barry got a little upset with me. Joel, before you said it went to break, you said your best friend JJ's on hold. So I'm wondering, is there a little undertone to that? Is Barry like mad at me, or what's going on?
I'll let Barry respond.
First of all, JJ, no, I'm not mad at you. Second of all, you making this feel like we're eighth grade prom dates. Like, I'm not mad at you, bro. Like, that's...
You preface it, you're not mad at me by saying eighth grade prom date. Now I'm going to start getting upset.
Because you're calling up getting in your feelings like, are you mad at me, bro? Like, no! Why would I be... What the hell would I be mad for? It's sports radio.
Okay, all right.
JJ, just send Barry some Sherry's Berries. For Mother's Day, and you guys can work it out when Barry gets back in town.
Well, I guess that's what I need. I'll send them up to the station.
Yes.
All right. Well, I was curious. I just wondered. Well, I do have a question about the Rockets for all of you, and that is everybody on ESPN 97.5, including you guys, are saying that everybody's expecting the Rockets to lose tonight. And I was just curious why we think that. I mean, those guys could obviously, you know, you never know how it's going to go, and they all can shoot. When they're hitting their shots, you know, they're good. So I'm going to hang up and listen. But what is it that everybody's so convinced they're going to lose tonight? I mean,
Time feeling? Out. First of all, JJ, we haven't even said anything about tonight's game. So leave us
Correct.
Out of that. I'll let you guys go. My thing is, I think they'll win tonight. I think that for the fact that it's the first home game of the series, the fact that I think that, again, with the chess match that goes on, I think they'll make adjustments. I think they play better at home. And I fully expect the Rockets to win tonight. So that definitely didn't come from me. So I'll be the fly in the ointment there and say Rockets win tonight. Barry?
Yeah, I'm with you, bro. Like, no one asked me yet. I figured we would talk about it in the third hour. But if we were picking tonight's game, I'm picking the Rockets. I think they come out. I think they're going to get some contributions from the guys that they need to get those extra contributions from, that supporting cast. It's the next game I would be worried about, because the NBA playoffs, when you have good coaches, it's all a game of adjustments. And I think this time around, D'Antoni and that team is going to make some adjustments. I don't think it'll be a blowout like the first game, but I think if they come out and their shots are falling, they prove last game that they can hang with the Spurs with the blowout and going into the fourth quarter on the road. They can beat this team. 30? No, but I could see them winning by 9, 10 points or you know, something at the buzzer. So, yeah, I'll take the Rockets in this game. Now, you want to talk game four? Give me the Spurs again.
Okay, Nick?
I don't believe that the Rockets will necessarily lose this particular game. But for all the people that did pick the Rockets in this particular series, if you want me to be wrong, then the Rockets have to drop one of these games at home. They have to win both of these games at home. If I'm going to start worrying about my pick, which I picked the Spurs in six, if I'm going to start worrying about my pick, the Rockets absolutely have to win games 3 and 4. Until then, I'm not going to believe that the Rockets can win. I'm going to start worrying in the event that they win both of these games at home, and then they have to lose the series by losing the series being up 3-1. So I still, you know, Joel, Barry, myself, we all made our picks prior to the NBA playoffs, and we're probably going to stick to them. But if you want me to have doubt in my pick, make sure the Rockets wins games 3 and 4.
Okay. There you have it. And by the way, JJ, pro tip for you when you travel, because you're a golfer, but I'm not taking responsibility for any damages. If you pull the curtain, and Barry, for you too, by the way, if you pull both sets of curtains, because you know they have that inner layer kind of insulated plastic curtain, and then they have the regular curtains in a hotel room.
Yeah, yeah.
You can use it as a driving range, Barry. You can hit balls into that, and it's like bulletproof. It won't break the window. The ball hits the curtain and falls straight down, and you can actually practice your golf game and get your swing tuned up before you go play.
You are out of your mind.
Yeah, Barry's going to come here broke because he has to pay for a window.
Yes. You are. I hope JJ does that, but you are out of your mind. I am not doing that.
Hey, man, I had plenty of friends on the Hooters tours and the smaller, the mini tours in golf that told me that time and time again. I told that to guys in the NBA who actually did it. And we'll swear by it. Though, if you have to pull both curtains closed now. But it is good. It's like a driving range net, and it'll stop the ball, and you can hit balls.
Yeah, you should do it, Barry, for sure.
Nope. Cody Owens wants to know, what about keeping Lysol in my bag? Like, nah, I don't trust Lysol. I don't think that does it enough. I'll wrap the remote in a plastic bag. I trust that way more.
What did El Jefe say about an ice cube in the dryer?
Yeah, I saw that too, for getting that out. That's probably like if you drop your phone in water, put it in a microwave. I'm not falling
instead of,
for that.
Instead of a jar of rice, yeah, put it in the microwave.
Yeah. I'm not taking all these pro tips from guys that are probably just trying to ruin all my stuff on Twitter and text. I'm not doing that. Nope, not happening.
Okay.
We should figure something out that we can make him do or convince him to do.
Who, Barry?
Yeah.
No.
No, he's a tough guys, nut. He's a tough nut.
I'm not that gullible. I'm not doing that. No.
All right. Well, the show continues to move on. We still have plenty more to get to. Before we do that, I want to tell you guys about the Houston Cans Cars for Kids program. Great program here in the Houston area. It's by Houstonians, for Houstonians, for kids that are trying to get an education. The program works very simply. You look around and you have a clunker or a junker collecting dust and rust in your driveway or a garage or somewhere in your field, and you want to get rid of it. You've been meaning to do it, you just don't have the time and energy to do it. All you got to do is pick up the phone, call 713-225-4226, or log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Tell them what you got, tell them what you live, where you live. They do the rest. You get a tax deduction right off the top, which is fantastic. You mentioned ESPN 97.5, $50 gift card. Then they come with a tow truck to where the car is. They tow it away. They do all the paperwork. Your hands are clean of all of it. And you are done. And the best part of it is that's when the process really gets fun. You get the warm feeling in your heart knowing you've made a contribution to help kids in the city of Houston, Texas, get an education. Because the Houston Cans Cars for Kids people take that clunker and turn it into resources for these children, whether it's eyeglasses, book money, bus fare, warm meals, anything the kids need so that they can just focus on their books, that's what they're going to do. It's a great program by you, the people of Houston, for the kids of Houston. Houston Cans Cars for Kids program, 713-225-4226, HoustonCarsForKids.com. As always, right off the car, not the kid.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Joel and Nick from Houston, Barry Laminack in the lovely city of San Antonio at the Riverwalk as we continue to roll on. Two in the books, one more to go in terms of the show, or just about that time. As we've been scanning the waiver wire, Barry continues to look at text messages. Why, I don't know, but Barry.
We're getting a bunch of them. Somebody was warning me that San Antonio has terrible bed bugs. I wasn't aware that this city had a bed bug problem. But, yeah, they said, watch out. There's bad. And they're telling me how to tell. The good thing is this time around I'm actually staying with family here in San Antonio. So I don't have to worry. I mean, they may be nasty, too. I don't know. But, yeah, I'm not in a hotel.
They may be. Didn't you already spend one night there? You can't tell us?
Well, I mean, the room I'm in isn't nasty, but, you know, I don't know. I'm not going around the house looking for bed bugs and stuff.
Yeah, you're too much of a germaphobe.
Wait, wait, the house? You're not staying at a hotel?
Yeah, that's what I just said. I'm staying with family. I'm not at a hotel this week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's right. See? I can't afford a hotel, Joel. I'm on my own dime when I travel.
How many times a night do you have to tell your aunt to move over so that you can spread out a little?
Move over, Aunt Dee Dee. It's God, you're fat and I'm hot.
It's not a pillow. Get your hand out of my... Ah, never mind.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right. So nothing worthwhile other than that. Oh, didn't you have a text message question about dog poop?
Yeah. Somebody texted the show a little bit earlier about 2 o'clock, and they said, all right, I'm not sure if y'all have houses, but what's the proper etiquette when a person walking their dog allows their dog to crap in their yard and or in your yard and doesn't pick it up? What do you do? Like, I want to throw it at him is what the texter said. Like, what would you do, Joel?
I can tell you this. I've done it before. I
guarantee you Joel will call you out.
Yeah,
excuse me.
Open the window. If I'm in the house, I open the window and as loud as I can go, you going to clean that up? And I'll start there. Now, normally that will get them to entice them to go back and do what they're supposed to do. But one time I did it, and the lady goes, well, what am I supposed to clean it up with? I don't have any bags. And I went, well, I'll sit here and wait. You want me to hold the dog while you go back and get some? And then she didn't know what to say. But, like, the usual suspects are the usual suspects in that case. Most people, they're not like, oh, by the way, I forgot the bags. They just are completely irresponsible at all times. But the other thing I always do is I always, like, I have my headphones, and I'll make sure the headphones are in my ear. And then even if I'm across the street and someone does it, even if it's not in their yard, and I'll just be like, hey, you gonna clean that up? And it's like, say it as loud as I can. Cars driving by and everybody gonna stare at you until you guilt them into doing it.
What would you do, Barry?
Joel Blank, neighborhood crap patrol.
That's damn right.
Hey, that's a violation, pal. That's private property your dog is crapping on.
You
I don't
see
any
me
plastic
stop
bags.
The guys running the stop signs.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You and Nuno yep. Chunking pennies at people. Oh, that's hilarious.
No, I'm chucking the poop.
Yeah, I would get pissed and I would go yell at them. But other than that, I mean, as long as it's not in the main yard where, you know, I walk, if it's on the edges or whatever, I don't really care. But if it's in the main yard and I step in it, then it's on. It's definitely on. But it's not that big of a deal.
Well, Joel and Barry, they're the get off my lawn guys. I got advice for the guy that's walking the dog trying to get away with dropping poop and not picking it up.
Because you do that. Because that's you.
Absolutely. First of all, you don't do it right in the front. You do it at the side, the corners, maybe by the driveway. You don't just do it right in the front where Joel can see it. You don't make it that obvious. Number two, if there's houses that are like, they've got like, they don't have houses across the street, but they have like a long, like a big yard, you go over there. There's parks. There's all kinds of places where you can have your dog drop turds and not worry about it.
Because you do it daily.
No, I've got a pretty big yard in front of my house, so I'm good.
Yeah, which isn't yours.
It's nobody else's either.
You know what I do? I turn the sprinklers on you.
So you're trying to tell me, you've got 5 dogs, right? Or 4 dogs?
No, I have 4.
Okay, I'm sorry, my bad. Okay. But 4 dogs, yes. And you pick up the crap of all the dogs.
I sure do.
That is crazy. I wouldn't pick up one. Dude, he's got a dog that's like 100 pounds, dude.
Yeah, it's Boomer. Boomer, we call the dump truck. He's a big boy.
I was going to say, were you driving around in like a skid steer loader picking up dog crap?
Yeah, like, dude, that would take forever.
Do you know who's the champ, by the way?
Who?
I take the dogs on walks. So when I get them to the park, then I clean it all up. My wife, she and her mom both, they enjoy it. They have no problem picking up poop. And they don't want the pooper scooper. Like, I call it the jaws of life. We have the one with the one-hander where it's just in one hand, you squeeze the handle, the jaws open up and close, and it's the easiest thing in the world.
So they do the bags inside out?
They do the bags inside out, and
no
they have
way.
No
Not
problem
happening.
At all with it.
Not doing it.
Yeah, I'm not a – I mean, that's what – I do it too because that's all we got for the walks. But, yeah, Lisa enjoys it. She has no problem with it.
Oh. Mm-mm.
If you stepped in poop at my apartment complex, it's probably my
dog. And let the record show, I call my dog Boomer the dump truck, not because of the size of his dumps. It's because he's so big that when he gets between the sofa and the coffee table, you know, most dogs can turn around to go the other way. He has to back up. It's like I literally every time he does it, we're watching TV and I go beep, beep, because he can't turn around. He has to go backwards to get out from between the, because he's a big dog.
We're getting a lot of texts that say, I shot the dog in the ass with a BB gun.
Oh, my.
Or if dog craps in my yard, I shoot the bastard. Like, what?
Dang. Yeah, shoot the owner, not the dog. It's not his fault.
Exactly. But you won't shoot me.
That's I was going to say, Nick says exactly, I'll and then run. People are going to be shooting at Nick.
By the way, all right, I'm going to read one hate text for you, Joel.
Thank you.
Because it comes in defense of me. It says, Joel doesn't listen to anything unless you're talking about him. You told him the other day you were staying with your godmother. See, Joel? You got to listen to the show.
I knew you were staying on the outskirts of San Antonio. I can't keep track of your family. They're always texting and calling. All I know is that you were staying outside the city limits. I was trying to help you with golf.
I don't know why you think my family texts the show. I don't. That's the weirdest thing to me. But all right.
Everything's
but
weird.
Anyways, they... They said they still love the show, even though you don't listen to it.
Well, I tell them I hear them loud and clear next time you text with them.
Okay, I will do that.
Jeez.
My mom says hi.
Tell her I said hello as well. All right, we've got now officially two in the books, one to go. Plenty more show. Please feel free to join us. 713-780-3776 on the HRNP listener line, or you can text to that line, or you can reach us on Twitter. We're the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.